Welcome to Yeshivat Deav HaSkel, Shulchan Aruch Yomi. The shiurim for the month of Nisan have been generously sponsored by Moluk Aglarian and Sons, Leilui Nishmat Shimon Ben Yosef Zechono Debracha. If you are interested in sponsoring future classes or programs, or simply in making a donation to support our continued efforts to disseminate knowledge of Torah, please contact us for more information. Today we'll be studying Shulchan Aruch O HaChaim, Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, Seifim Gimel Vedalid. We continue to discuss the number of verses that have to be read during the Torah reading. Seif Gimel, im dileg pasuk echad, velo kera'o. In a case where the reader skipped one verse and failed to read it altogether, it depends on the circumstances. Imu b'mincha b'shabbat o b'bet ve'hei v'kara yod pasukim, velo pasuk ha-medulag. If it is Shabbat afternoon reading, or Monday and Thursday, and without the verse that was skipped, 10 verses were read, eno chozer, there's no need to go back. Vim lav, if 10 verses were not read, chozer, then he has to go back. Aval b'Shabbat, but on Shabbat morning, afilu dileg pasuk echad chozer v'kore, even if he skipped a single verse in the entire parasha, he must go back. V'afilu achar shechzir et ha-Torah v'amar kadish, and even if after they already returned the Torah to the Ark, and they said kadish, chozer v'kore hu ushnayim imo, he has to read the verse that was skipped and two other verses with it. V'afilu iftir v'itpalel musaf, even if they already read the maftir and they already prayed musaf chozer v'kore, he has to go back and read the pasuk that was skipped. Parashiyot ha-moadim dinam kemo mincha b'Shabbat v'sheni v'chamishi. The Torah readings of the holidays follow the more lenient rule of Monday and Thursday readings. The fisha kvar kau parashiyot b'Shabbatot shelhem, because we've already read these parashiyot on their respective Shabbatot. So the principle behind this halacha is really very simple. It sounds random and arbitrary, but it's not. There are two aspects of the Torah reading. One is the communal obligation to read the entire Torah from start to finish each year. This obligation is fulfilled through the weekly Shabbat morning Torah readings. The other is the mitzvah to have a public Torah reading on Shabbat afternoon and on Monday and Thursday mornings. The goal of these readings is not to finish the Torah, because we're not making progress, we're repeating the same things, but it's that the community should be involved in and engaged in Torah study as a congregation on a regular basis. If a verse is skipped during the Shabbat morning reading, this omission must be corrected, since otherwise the congregation won't fulfill its mandate to read the entire Torah over the course of the year. However, on Shabbat afternoons, Mondays, Thursdays, and holidays, since the goal is merely the involvement in Torah reading and study, the fact that a verse is skipped doesn't undermine the mitzvah, provided that the quantitative requirement to read at least 10 verses is satisfied. Saif Dalit, im kara echad bet pesukim, if one person read two verses, tarich lachzor v'lekot, he has to go back and read a third. V'im lo kara uben shelushtana letet pesukim, gimel lekol echad, enam tzichim lachzor v'lekot. However, if you had three people go up for aliyot, and each one read three, but they didn't read a tenth pasuk, enam tzichim lachzor v'lekot, they don't have to go back and read another verse to make it a full 10. Or ayala davar, parashat Amalek. The proof is, the parashat of Amalek that we already read about, that we already learned about, that only has 9 pesukim. Avalim ka upachot mitet, but if there were less than 9 verses read, tzrichim lachzor v'lekot, then they have to go back and read one more verse, because that indicates that one of the three readers did not read a full 3 verses. If an individual read fewer verses than is required for an aliyah, he has to go back and read again, even if that means starting his entire aliyah over again. But if the three readers called to the Torah read a grand total of only 9 verses, correction is not necessary, since each individual fulfilled his personal obligation to read 3 verses. And there is a precedent, Purim, for having a communal Torah reading of only 9 verses in total.